From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Tell us where you are, Nigel.
I am in Wellington, capital of New Zealand at the moment, and it's very late. In order that I can speak to Martin, whereas it's pretty much okay in Martin's neck of the woods.
For want of a better link, I'm wearing Wellingtons most of this week because of the rain here. So there's some kind of connection between the two of us, and that's really bad. I should get my raincoat. Anyway, so this week, Nigel. So this week we're just going to briefly discuss sort of social technologies, social learning, but social technologies more.
Yes.
Because Brian Solis, I'm not sure how you say his surname, but he's an analyst at the Altimeter Group, and he was a keynote speaker at Learning Technologies a few years ago. He's produced this graphic called the Conversation Prism, and it's at conversationprism.com, I think, and it lists, I don't know, a couple of hundred apps and sites that are all social in terms of how they operate, but they're all broken down into various tasks that we carry out in our daily lives, whether it's...
Probably about 25 tasks, such as travel and hospitality, blogging, commenting, social commerce, through to the kind of conversational stuff that we're familiar with, wikis, reviews and ratings, social collaboration. So some things are very, very familiar, like Wikipedia and some of the apps that nobody would be able to walk past. You know, yes, everybody knows them. But there are others which I've certainly never heard of, and I'd be amazed, Martin, if you know all of them. But it just shows that this is not something small and insignificant in our neck of the woods. Our neck of the woods is our neck of the woods, and there's a whole world there which is desperately trying to build these kind of social apps for everything. There's one interesting one also called the Quantified Self. And the Quantified Self lists the apps like Fitbit and Nike Plus and Runkeeper and Lose It, all of those kind of fitness and athletic apps. And also doesn't mention the Apple apps that you get on your watch, on the Apple Watch, but those kinds of things. And that's a massively growing area of social interaction, social networking at the moment. So anyway, Martin, what do you make of it all?
Well, my view is that these apps are being designed for discrete tasks. And I think this is quite interesting. So in our general lives, there are apps and services to use to do specific things, and this Prism really shows that. And I'm currently working on a webinar on social learning technologies, and I think this is quite interesting for that in terms of my thinking around this sort of social learning tech space. And it is this, which is basically, I think there are discrete apps to do tasks in our general lives, that approach into technology is not reflected in what we do in the workplace. So the vendors, and I think the vendor community, is quite focused on kind of the one size fits all solutions. Well, that's certainly been the history. And I think this kind of prism, this kind of range of apps that can help with all sorts of well-defined tasks, I think we're a million miles away from that in the workplace.
Yeah, it's almost the opposite that we're consolidating at the moment. In the workplace, companies are getting bigger and buying any element that they can't do, they buy in so that they can become comprehensive and one-stop shops. But this is all about discrete activities. It's being able to do one thing well, not a thousand things less well, or even a thousand things badly. And that kind of appified world is the way we use our phones, increasingly the way we use our computers. And there seems to be this disjunction between an attempt to create a massive corporate, seamless, connected whole, and a world where we don't want that. We want discretion. We want things that we can plug in And when we don't like them anymore or something better comes along, we discard them and plug in something else. Yeah. And that kind of, Brian Solis is basically saying, this conversational nature, this focused, discrete, activity-based developments, that's where it's all heading. Do you agree, Martin? Yeah. It is.
You know, I only have to look at my own life and how I live it, you know, especially digitally. And that is reflected in what he's saying. I think that is reflected for, would be reflected for most people. So, and I think, so that does raise some questions around what we are talking about when it comes to this kind of technology, these kind of experiences rather in organizations, and what technology will deliver those experiences. And I think that's just something that organizations are going to have to grapple with. And I think learning teams in particular are having to grapple with this or need to be thinking about it, because you can have task-based apps. They're all there. A lot of these you could use anyway, and people are using them. What this kind of prism is showing us is that it might be more useful to think about the task that needs to be done or the challenge that needs to be overcome, and then design for that. And in actual fact, if you can design discrete apps for a few grand, then just think about how much you're paying for those enterprise systems and look at how much usage there is in them. Yeah, maybe think about...
What I was going to say, Martin, is the exact opposite philosophy. The enterprise systems are saying, this is what we can do, and we'll squeeze what you need to do into that frame. What the apps are saying is, we will develop specifically for something that we think there's a market for that you actually need, and that we will make your life better as a result. So it's a totally different philosophy and a very interesting one. You know, that this wheel, I think everyone should have a look at it. It really makes you realize there's a kind of comprehensive realignment of our worlds going on out there. And it's happening incredibly fast. And it's happening in a way that most people don't know. Most people don't recognize. So I think we'll probably leave here to go on. Sorry, you make a final point.
Well, my final point would be that pretty much all of these apps have got sort of some social dynamics or the ability to be social baked into them. And I think that really is the interesting way of thinking about it when it comes to social learning. These apps provide the opportunity to be sharing stuff or connecting with other people around their usage. And I think it might just be as simple as that to deliver that sort of social experience. You just build the technology that has that baked into it. That's all. That'd be my final point.
Excellent final point. We'll stop there. Martin, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, thanks, Nigel. From scratch.